News, I'm Ben Thomas. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is calling on fellow Democrat Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he and his wife were indicted on federal bribery charges. Saka Magani has details.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says they're charged with three other men.
The senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes in exchange for Senator Menendez using his power and influence to protect and to enrich those businessmen and to benefit the government of Egypt.
Williams says Menendez gave Egypt sensitive government information and took other steps to help Cairo. When FBI agents raided Menendez's home, they found roughly $500,000 in cash.
Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
And Williams says there was more.
Agents also discovered a lot of gold.
Menendez also faced bribery charges 6 years ago. Then and now, he says he did nothing wrong and will not be distracted from his Senate work. He will, though, have to step down as Foreign Relations Committee chair per Senate Democratic Caucus rules for any member charged with a felony. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The White House is preparing to direct federal agencies to get ready for a shutdown after House Republicans left town for the weekend with no viable plan to keep the government funded. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says,
we got members working, and hopefully we'll be able to move forward on Tuesday.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's chaos. It's failing.
Auto workers have expanded their strike, walking out at 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts distribution centers. The UAW spared Ford because it's met some union demands. Ukraine struck the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet today, the missile attack in Crimea leaving one serviceman missing. And Tropical Storm Ophelia is gaining strength, churning toward the North Carolina coast. This is AP News. Amazon Prime Video will start putting advertising in shows and movies early next year. Shelley Adler has details.
Amazon says Prime members should get ready for commercials unless they want to opt out by paying $2.99 a month to keep their service ad-free beginning early next year. Live events on Amazon Prime, like sports, already include advertising. The good news, there will be no changes for a Prime subscription in 2024. Streaming services are in a heated tug-of-war over viewers, and users are growing more adept at jumping in and out of those services, often depending on price. The platforms risk losing customers with price hikes, but they could also lose them if they don't generate new content. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Florida's Brightline is rolling, privately owned high-speed passenger train service between Miami and Orlando. 3.5 hours. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.